It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There's a fire station in Helena, Arkansas that has a very unusual attraction in it, or at least it used to. It wasn't the architecture or even the fire engines. The unusual attraction was a light bulb. Now, what's so unusual about a light bulb? Nothing for an ordinary light bulb. But this one in the fire station isn't ordinary, or it wasn't ordinary. Ordinary light bulbs, or at least the ones I buy, last about 6 months of average burning. Some of them go out quicker than that. A good one will go for a year. Well, there was a light bulb in the fire station in Helena, Arkansas, that had been burning for nearly half a century and had been in constant use, burning every night. Firemen estimate that it burned 12 hours a day for 43 years. Now, that's a rough estimate of 188,340 hours of service. Guess that goes as proof that the old saying is correct. They just don't make light bulbs like they used to. You know, thinking of that light burning constantly like that brings to mind another light. It's been burning for quite a long time also. You can truthfully say that the light I now have in mind has been burning for nearly 2,000 years. It shows no sign of burning out either. The light is, of course, the light of the world, the carpenter of Nazareth. Remember that the great carpenter once spoke of himself and said, "I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." It's indeed fitting that the Master more than once referred to himself as the light of the world. Light, you see, drives out darkness. Now, it's indeed unusual for a light bulb to burn nearly 190,000 hours. That's more than a lot of folks live. It is not unusual, however, for the light of life to be constantly burning for nearly 2,000 years. He's been giving a light for those who walked in darkness. Light, you remember, drives out darkness. And that is what he does, drive out the darkness. He drives out the darkness of fear and hate and prejudice and all the others which put darkness into men's souls. And that's the very reason he came into the world. Remember how he once said, "I've come as a light into the world, and whosoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." That is the great truth of a Christian faith. We don't have to live in darkness. We can see clearly and plainly where we are going because of the light that has come into the world, and yes, into our lives. The thing about darkness is that it obstructs our vision, and we cannot see where we are going. There's a great truth here. No man knows where he's going in the darkness, be it the darkness of a room or the darkness of a life. It takes light to make the pathway visible, whether it be the pathway of earth or the pathway of heaven. When the children were small, we left a light burning every night, and it gave them security. Those who followed the Nazarene can face the eternal sleep, knowing that they have a light burning, a light that drives out eternal darkness. This old world would be a lot brighter and a whole lot better if we would let the light of life shine in us.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.